Step 4. Complete a runout analysis. Runout analysis is completed using a model selected in Step 3. A runout model is a hydraulic model that describes how the tailings water mixture will flow downstream after the breach. Runout analysis includes routing the breach hydrograph downstream of the tailings facility through the natural topography. Key inputs for the runout analysis include breach hydrograph, downstream topography, background flooding conditions from the hydrologic analysis in Step 2, ground conditions, for example, ground roughness, and flow properties, or the rheology of the tailings water mixture, including yield stress and mobilized tailing viscosity estimates. Runout models are typically single-phase models. In other words, the model assumes that the water and tailings behave as one fluid with homogeneous properties. However, analysis assuming two phases can also be completed for specific credible failure scenarios. For example, for an overtopping failure where a free water pond gets released first, then subsequently, a tailings water mixture with different rheological properties gets released. The extent and resolution of the runout model will depend on the objective of the dam breach analysis and the downstream conditions. For example, if emergency response planning is required and the runout is in a wide floodplain with numerous residences, then more detailed topography and high-resolution data should be used for the model. The downstream extent of the model should be the downstream extent where the breach has no incremental effect based on the purpose of the model. Initial downstream conditions are developed in Step 2 based on the credible failure scenario and consider the impacts that you are trying to assess. Typical runout analysis results include the following for key locations: distance from breach location, base flow water level, flood arrival time, time to peak flood elevation, maximum water level rise, maximum discharge, and maximum velocity. The runout analysis results can be provided for inundation maps, which illustrate the maximum extents of the flood downstream of the TSF. Inundation mapping can also include maximum depth, maximum velocity, and depth times velocity. These results can be used to estimate population at risk and potential loss of life.